This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Everything is more exhilarating when you're on your motorcycle, just like your bike is more protected when you choose Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. They offer coverage for your bike starting as low as $75 per year, and they keep things affordable with discounts like paid in full, multi-policy, and responsible driver. So raise your kickstands and get to quoting at Progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. $75 premium is for state minimum coverage. Not available in DC. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelor Wrap-Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, but I don't want you to gaslight me into thinking that I'm not doing well.
I know. It was a gaslighting episode, wasn't it? If we can call gaslighting, you know, basically label gaslighting everything.
I feel like I'm being gaslit about the meaning of gaslighting.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, it was the women tell all, and yeah, there were, it was a time.
It was, wasn't it?
Yes. It was a little revisionist history. some winners, some losers.
Some big props.
Yeah.
There was a reveal that I have to say was one of my favorite reveals. Gosh, in many seasons.
Oh, wait, I don't know if I know what this is.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't want to hype it up too much.
Okay.
It's when Lauren said that. Actually, I'm the one who said to shut the fuck up. It wasn't Maria. It was me. Right. I genuinely loved that moment.
Yes. Confusing the two dark-haired, long-haired, you know, besties.
Yeah.
Could happen to anyone.
Maria, Lauren, and Allison all look so similar that I get it.
Right.
Especially if it happened pretty early on in the season.
Wait, were they just mad at Lauren this whole time? Maria's
yeah,
so confused.
I think they were. And they just took it up on Maria.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god, this season could have been so different.
Yeah.
And if Lauren had stuck around for like one more week, she could have cleared that up.
Right. Well, and I was so ready when this came up at the Women Tell All, and it was like, hey, Jesse brings it up, and I'm thinking it's going to be like a Love is Blind type thing where they're like, roll the tape. I was like so excited
that
they're finally going to do that. And
I really thought
that
was going to happen
too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh no, like Maria's going down. And then Lauren just came to her rescue.
Right. Now, do you think this was just a ploy to get airtime?
No, I think she's like, I feel like Lauren can't help but to be her. Mm-hmm. And, like, nothing but her.
Right. Yeah. And now I want to see the footage of that.
Where was it? Me too.
Yes. So we starts out right with the Women Tell All, which I thought maybe we'd start out with kind of wrapping up where things left off after Fantasy Suites. But kind of typical, we go to the watch parties. Were you buying that these are, you know, tried and true watch parties traditions, or were these people just trying to get Joey to stop by?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I believe it because when I was in university, we'd always host dorm parties where we'd all watch The Bachelorette together or The Bachelor together. So I get it. And I do think that is real. Mm-hmm. Why did they need that huge limo bus to go to two places? Like, couldn't right. Jesse just hopped on the back of Joey's motorcycle?
Yeah, definitely did not need that. Maybe just to for the, you know, the drinks beforehand, just kind of relaxing. Didn't make Joey sure, or sure. Jesse drive.
Yeah.
You know, they needed their safe words, it sounded like. So, yeah, I don't think, did Clayton even do this? I feel like Zach, they did, but it was a little awkward. I don't think people were really that hyped to see Zach.
The Bachelor.
Yeah. So, I love the part there was like a group of guys and Joey, or Jesse or Joey were like, oh, like a lot of guys, like they don't want to admit it. And I was like, oh, I dabble in Bachelor. It's okay.
Yeah. He's like worried about all of his bros seeing him on national television and making mm-hmm. fun of him. But then they could always hit them back with, well, you were watching. So like, that's how you saw me on the show.
Right.
You were watching.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So of the women that were there, let's see, it was Lauren, Allison, Edwina, Ethan's favorite star, Evelyn, Taylor, Caitlin, Autumn, Kelsey T, Leia, Sydney, Jess, Medina, Lexi, Jen, and Maria. Okay, I can't count fast, but I'm really curious if anybody got that right of the exact number from George's question. But were there any key people that you felt were missing or people that you were surprised were there?
I don't think anyone in particular was missing. Mm-hmm. But the surprises for me are Star and Taylor. I feel like they didn't really yes. have much of a role in the season. I was kind of surprised to see them there. Everyone else totally made sense to me, though.
Taylor, I completely forgot about. And she seemed like she was going to be causing some drama, but it was really just like a one and done type episode thing.
Yeah, she was just happy for her free trip to LA.
Yep, for sure. And we don't know if Bachelor in Paradise is in play or not, but I guess
we
will show up and try to get on it if it is. Yeah, I was surprised, not surprised that Caitlin was there, but I was surprised we really didn't hear from her at all. Kelsey, we did hear a little bit from, but I thought she could have gotten a hot seat.
Yeah, she could have got a little more for being in the top six.
Yeah.
It was like, definitely. It wasn't really until Joey like brought her up.
Right. Like if Jen's going to get a hot seat, then why not Kelsey?
Yeah.
They're the same round of elimination. So then they kind of wrap up the drama that there was. What questions arose from the Sydney, Maria, Leia? I feel like I have more questions than answers at this point.
I would say my major question is what the fuck?
Yeah, it was just hard to follow. I don't know what the strategy is coming in at this point if you were involved in that drama, but I think trying to bring some clarity to the situation, but it just felt like Maria was still really confused and I didn't get any tangible explanation of why everyone was upset with her.
Yeah, I think I don't remember who said it, but it was, you know, someone said, was she like miscommunicating or did you just not like her and you were looking mm-hmm. for any more excuse to not like her? I did feel bad for Leia. I feel like she wasn't really able to communicate her feelings. Mm-hmm. and kind of like, and I do think that Maria was like interrupting a lot, and she could have given a few moments for each of them to just be like, this is how I felt and why I felt it, and then kind of mm-hmm. have more of a volley rather than Maria being like, no, I did feel bad for Leia. Maybe that's just like, I feel like she was the most, she got wrapped up in it. Like I feel like we see that a lot with on The Bachelor and Bachelorette. Like somebody just gets wrapped up in it. Taylor was obviously spearheading it. And Leia just kind of fell into it. Jess also, I feel like she kind of communicated well, like why she was feeling the way she felt. And I'm happy that she admitted that if it had been anyone else, she probably wouldn't have been mad. And that she kind of like did understand that it was a little hypocritical. It's just, yeah, Maria was bothering her. So she wasn't bothered by anything Maria did. But Taylor, yeah. I feel like, didn't really take any responsibility for her actions, or even just said, you know what, I'm sorry, I just didn't like Maria. And like, I thought she was like annoying in the house and whatever.
Yeah, I did think it was funny when Jess was trying to explain how Maria was always interrupting her, and right at that moment Maria interrupted her. So it did kind of illustrate,
yeah,
could see where Jess is coming from.
So it was, I don't think any of the three girls really did a great job at explaining why they're feeling the way they're feeling, except I think Jess maybe wasn't super eloquent about it, but I think she got her point across mm-hmm. with Maria's help.
Right. Yeah. And it seemed like the other women who weren't really part of the drama on the show seemed to be defending Maria. So for example, Edwina kind of jumped in when Sydney was talking, saying like, well, you never liked Maria and that was why. I think maybe Autumn was doing that as well. So did seem like Maria came out ahead here, would you say?
I would say that. And I appreciated that she went over to everyone and said, hey, like, I'm sorry, like, we're good, it's fine. And then I have my little tinfoil hat on, which is that like producers made her do that, or said, okay, you should do that if you want a chance at Bachelorette.
I wasn't sure if it was the producer or just Maria initiating that, but I was like, this does seem like a ploy, like, okay, let's come off really likable here. Mm-hmm. Although I do think she's likable, but just, you know, there's two different camps and she's kind of a polarizing figure. So if it shows like, okay, let's just bury the hatchet, like, I want to make up. And that's kind of how she closed out her hot seat segment. I thought that was good. I don't know if it really holds true. Like, I don't know if Sydney is accepting it or not.
Yeah.
They're gonna be best friends. But yeah,
but I can appreciate that she went and said sorry, and she, you know, took at least a little bit of responsibility in what was going down. She also got the most fanfare from the audience.
For sure. Like right up top, people cheering for her. Yeah. Anybody else from the hot seats that you think is a contender for Bachelorette? So that's usually what we look at. Lexi was up right after this, I feel like. And you know what? I kind of, like, she seemed like such a big, I don't know, like, she was in contention early on, but I sort of have forgotten about her until this, coming back to it. So, you know, she has an emotional story. She got a lot of support for that, a standing ovation. We got to talk to Susan a little bit. They had the golden ladies in the audience. Do you think Lexi is maybe an outlier here?
I don't think so. And I think it's maybe because of her timeline, or maybe like it, you know, it benefits her to like have this timeline of like, hey, like, I know exactly what I want out of this. So, gosh, now I'm contradicting myself. But I feel like that's almost too far back to go into the season. Like, I really do think it's going to be probably Kelsey or Daisy. I mean, again, I would still love Rachel, but I don't think that's happening.
Right. Yeah, I feel like if they go a little further back, it's usually, so Hannah Brown, Katie Thurston, they were, you know, far back. They didn't make it to hometowns, but they're like big personalities. And I don't think Lexi fits that bill. So if she was top two, then I think she could be a shoe-in. So maybe she didn't want it. You know, she could have pushed through if she really wanted to be a Bachelorette. And then we get Jen. And Jen is in the hot seat and she's talking about, I kind of picked up like at the end when she's like, you know, what's next for me? Like, I'm ready to find love. And then they cut to Maria and it looked like Maria sort of was rolling her eyes a little bit. It could have just been what they inserted there, but it's like, if you two are both vying for it, then, you know, you're going to be annoyed by someone like making that play there.
But yeah.
Could be reading too much into it. But do you think, you know, Jesse says like, we're so excited for you to find your person. So I think they're in talks with her as well.
I mean, like, I think they'd be dumb not to be in talks with her.
Right.
But
I hear that they're always have multiple people like sign contracts at once.
Yeah. But I want The Bachelor to do a better job at protecting their cast members who aren't like pretty white and blonde. Like, you know, like we had Rachel come up and talk about her experience in the last few weeks about how many people were like saying racist, nasty stuff to her because she got a rose over Maria. Like, that's
seriously
ridiculous. And I feel like the show could have done a much better job at being like, we do not condone the racism that you are sending to our people. And like, I think they need to be doing a better job at protecting their cast members who have become a product to them.
Right. Like, do you think even to the extent of maybe having someone manage their social accounts for a while and help them like filter out, you know, the hate?
Yeah. Just, yeah. Something like that. And just to like regularly be, you know, go on their Twitter or go on their Instagram account and say like, we do not condone this. Like, we like, these are our people.
Right.
We love them. We appreciate them. And like, you can't be talking to people like that. After, like, I wish Joey, maybe he did say something more, but I wish we saw something more about like how he really doesn't condone it. I wanted Maria to say like, don't be saying these things in support of me because I don't support that. Like, my like the people who truly like me wouldn't be like, don't do that. She's my friend. Like, I just wanted,
and I wanted Jesse to say something, but it was prior to Rachel's segment, right? So they didn't give Maria another chance to say it. It's like, but you know, she did say it like for all the people getting hate, she was not condoning that at all. But yeah, I agree. Like, they should really call it out specifically. Like, this is a show. This is, you know, Joey's, this is who he selected. It has nothing to do with, just like, there's no reason to take out hate on anyone for being third place over fourth place.
Like, no, like, that's, it's so insane. It's so like, you know, I really do feel like we've probably said some like suspect things on the podcast, but I doubt that these like the Bachelor cast members are coming to our podcast to search out mean things about them. But if you are DMing people, like, stop that. Unless you're saying very nice things, like, don't do it. You're allowed to not like people for whatever reason. It should not be race. It should not be their culture. Like, the fact that Rachel and her family shared their beautiful culture with us in such wonderful and loving way. Heart
when they were so, she talked about, they're so excited to watch their hometown episode. And then they see their daughter getting this hate.
Yeah. Because of it. And for 20 years, like, we have not been able to see stories like this on the show. And I worry that the Bachelor's version of, like, quote unquote protection is going to, like, not have women like Rachel on the show anymore. You know what I mean? Like, I want to see different perspectives and different cultures. And I want to see where all of these people are coming from. And that's one of the most interesting parts about this show. Mm-hmm. And for dum-dums to ruin it by being racist is truly ridiculous. And I don't know how else to put it.
Right. And like, for that to impact, like, the fact that she's getting hate or something, that would definitely impact them choosing someone else over her for Bachelorette.
Yeah, absolutely.
And like, well, you know, the execs will see, well, she's not universally beloved. So
And I do want to commend Rachel. As we've seen throughout the season, she's like had a hard time like being open and honest when things are affecting her. So I really like want to commend her for being open and honest about it and talking about it. And I hope that she gets nothing but love and support from here on out.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Let's see, who's next? Anybody else a hot seat before Rachel? Maria, obviously. Anything else jump out at you from her hot seat segment?
Not really. Like, I feel like we didn't get that much. Like, it was just like, you guys had a good time, eh? And she's like, yuppers.
Yeah. One thing that sort of surprised me was that she said, oh, we were about Joey. We were kind of like friends who made out, which I like that makes sense to me. Like, oh, I mm-hmm. get that. But we never hear someone sort of say that on the show. Like, they would just be like, oh, I'm totally heartbroken. I thought he was the one, you know, that's kind of what they would say. So I thought maybe that might not play well for her being chosen as Bachelorette, if it was sort of dismissing how seriously she felt about him.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I still don't get what Sydney's issue was. I really don't. Like,
I think she just did. Like, I wonder if Ashley and Jared were like, you have to make an impact somehow. Or she's just like truly delusional about everything. And you would think she would come to this with some remorse or some understanding of it, because she has gotten a lot of vitriol as well. Again, mm-hmm. I do not condone it. I think right. Taylor like, or Sydney. Oh my God, I keep mixing them up. like, I obviously don't condone what Sydney did. I think she was wrong and delusional. Mm-hmm. But to like tank her business Google reviews is really, come on, like, let's get real hobbies. But also, she didn't apologize at all or seem to like understand.
No, why. I mean, she said like, oh, awesome. I mean, you did call me annoying and dumb, and oh, I did watch it back. I was annoying. So I get it. Like, I think she's trying to make a joke there, and that didn't land. And yeah, again, unless we see a tape of her saying these exact things, it could have been Lauren all along saying this about her. So mm-hmm. who knows? All right. Then we jump back to the episode and we had to figure out, talk about a nothing burger, the snow.
Oh my God. Like, I will say, I do like that they kind of buried this in the middle of the episode and mm-hmm. were able to transition into Rachel coming out and kind of like really having a focus on her. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm also glad they buried it, because wow, this was, I don't even think I looked at the screen during this segment.
It was almost embarrassing. I was embarrassed for Kelsey that you did this, you know, because even the like her narration last episode talking about, I have to talk to him because if it's not me, I don't want to be here. Then I thought, okay, maybe there's some kind of ultimatum she's going to give him. It didn't even say that. It was just like, oh, I just wanted to tell you, I really am so excited to meet your family and I miss you when you're not there. Oh, I was awkward.
Yeah.
And you saw him like drop his head down, like, are you serious? Like,
he was like having a full, like, genuinely with love in my heart, a full-on panic attack.
Right. Like, what does this mean? What is she doing? Because if someone shows up, like, there's three people left, that is the time when someone shows up at the door, that means they're leaving. Like, they're peacing out. Like, if you've seen any seasons, and who knows how long he was sitting there talking to a producer, where like, what do you think this could mean?
Totally. Like, I think the producers were probably like he's so concerned about everyone leaving that he's just,
so they know that
on it.
Yeah. Meanwhile, they're probably telling Kelsey like, oh, do you want time to like, it must be hard for you to not see him, and he's gone on these other dates. Do you want a little extra time with him? If you do this, you know, mm-hmm. then we can get you a time. And yeah. Oh my gosh. So yeah, it was totally nothing. But it could mess up, you know, like his trust in her, even though she, mm-hmm. I think he understands that probably a producer told her to phrase it that way. But if he sees it as like a game or something, or just like he got rattled about it, I don't know. When we see what's to come next week, where he's walking away and there's just one rose on the pedestal driving off. I don't know. It's not looking good, whatever it is. Then we have the final rose ceremony. I don't know why, but I sort of thought that I'd see a little bit more before this, like to wrap up. Yeah, me too.
It just,
okay, let's revisit these three.
It was jarring because like I said during that segment, I did not look up to the screen. I thought I missed something major because we just immediately went to rose ceremony.
Yeah. Like, normally when it's not broken up like this, then I feel like more connected to the recent dates and here's how I think it's gonna go.
Or we have like a the girlies talking about how they're feeling going into the rose ceremony. Like I feel like we just offer it into that.
Yep. Or talking to Jesse usually. Like, how are you feeling? Mm-hmm. I did think Daisy would get the first rose because there wasn't any sort of question around her.
Sure.
And then it was Kelsey, so Rachel was going home. I really liked how Joey expressed kind of what their relationship meant to him.
Me too.
It was just so like, wow, I totally get it. I could see how he was like broken up about it, but like she wasn't his person. But it was like, well, I'm really going to miss what we have. And I don't know. It was like really sweet how he phrased it. Like, I really hope, like, really want her to know how much like I want her to be okay.
And like that he wants her in his life because he loves the way he feels around her. And I think like, and because this show is so based on romance, I think sometimes it gets lost. Like the lovely platonic friendships, like the male female friendships, which I think are so important, like obviously get lost in this because we're so focused on the romance of it. I mm-hmm. hope they are able to get to a point where they are really good friends, and maybe Rachel is like, yeah, I thought like I was in love with him, but it was just, you know, I do have love for him kind of thing, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. And then when she came out, I mean, she was already sitting there, but she was so emotional. So I'm imagining that she was sitting there watching it. And so that would be her first time hearing.
Yeah, that's so true.
So it's like, oh my gosh, I would be so like sobbing, like, oh my gosh. Like,
yeah.
Like if you have that kind of connection with someone, it's not like, okay, it's not like we're not going to be together, but like he's validating that we had something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then plus with what everything that's been going on with her and the hate she's getting, I just like, gosh, my just heart went out to her. And yeah, but also when Joey like admitted like who made him laugh the most and he said Rachel and Maria, I was like, oh my gosh, like imagine if that was our top two.
Yeah. And so I wish we got more from Rachel in the last few weeks, because like I feel like Maria was a gimme, and I would have said he would have said Rachel, but we didn't get enough. We didn't get enough.
We saw that early on in the early dates, but then, yeah, it just became more serious. So we didn't see those moments. Then Joey comes out and, you know, she talks about how it's been an emotional roller coaster. And yeah, we kind of covered this already, but just kind of ended on, you know, just be kind. And yeah, I agree. Like it shouldn't be Rachel having to tell everyone this. No. So yeah. I mean, Jesse was supporting her, like, you know, but it was more like, thank you for being brave and everybody should be doing this, but it wasn't a firm, like, we do not, you know,
stop
you know
being I mean? Racist.
Stop doing like, this.
Yeah.
Right. What did you think of the Golden Bachelors, Susan and Kathy, getting a new podcast?
I'm so happy for them. Get your paycheck. Don't think I'll be partaking in listening.
Yeah.
I'm so thrilled for them. I didn't listen to the original iteration. Like, are Joe and Serena still doing it?
Yes.
Or is it just
so it's sort of a branch off?
Okay, cool.
Branch off of them. Yeah, I think it's smart. I mean, they have a new audience, and I think, you know, older people get them into podcasts, and they were, you know, a good pairing. And, you know, Susan did the Golden Bachelor wedding. Kathy was doing the red carpet, and she really held her own. So yeah, they both had, like, did a great job. And then it was Leslie and Sandra in the audience as well. And they were also two that showed up on the Fantasy Suite episode. So maybe I think this rules out Susan and Kathy for Golden Bachelorette, but hey, Leslie and Sandra sitting there. Mm-hmm. Let's see, anything else? So yeah, we talked about Kelsey T. She said that she and her dad are a lot closer now. They talk more often. And Joey really, yeah, like you mentioned, kind of posed that question to her. So that was good. He talks about how he and Maria had a really good connection from day one, but they've got derailed kind of by the drama. And then let's see, bloopers. I was not too impressed by these bloopers.
No, I wasn't either. Like, I really enjoyed the like behind the scenes, like the three of those. I like those a lot. But the bloopers, like, give us 20 minutes of bloopers.
I know. I know. Yeah, I liked Joey saying macaroons, the women doing impressions around the campfire. I would have loved like more segments of that. Like, what are they doing in the off time? Yeah, probably the funniest was Maria's bike pack getting stuck in her ass.
Yeah.
Joey offering to help.
Yeah, we always get so many bugs. Like, I'm tired of bugs.
Oh, and Minneapolis. That was a good one for me personally. I didn't know that was so hard for people to say.
Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
Minneapolis.
And they never said Minneapolis in the show, so they just avoided it. She's not technically from there, so I think he said Minnesota. It's much easier to say.
That's so true. Yeah, when I was like, when the hell did they go to Minneapolis? And I was like, oh, right, Daisy's hometown.
Mm-hmm. So at least he knows. He's like, I'm gonna be so memed.
Yeah.
Oh, and then Jesse sends Joey off stage, and Joey looks very, I thought this was awkward. I'm like, why is he leaving so in this way? He's kind of looking down, walking off. And then Jesse says, well, I didn't want, you know, normally he would be out here and watching this with us, but the way it ends is just so emotional. I didn't want him to live through it again.
What? I think they're just messing with us at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe anything now after that. I know. We need to talk note. Yeah. I think they want us to believe that he's not with anyone right now and he cannot watch it because he got broken up with and he's still heartbroken.
Yeah.
Which it could be, but
sure.
I don't know.
I'd be crazy to end the season with the most liked bachelor in like half a decade not being with anyone.
Right. Right. I know. But I mean, I guess they can't control that part. If you send somebody home and the other one doesn't accept.
Do you think they would Brad Womack him and give him another season?
I think they would. He's so popular. Who else are they going to get?
I don't know.
Well, so next week, meet the family. No Uncle Joe appearance, doesn't look like. I know, it's rough.
I wonder if he got a lot of hate on the internet. So maybe. Only he'd listened to our podcast.
Right. We see Kelsey getting emotional with Joey's mom. I don't know, nothing really stood out to me besides the Daisy said something like something feels a bit off, but just how they showed Joey heading out, like taking his mic pack off, getting into the car, driving away from the final rose ceremony location and showing the rose still there, but the rose could have been cut in such a way that the rose was there from the beginning.
Yeah, and like the lighting when he leaves is too like stark. Like, it's not our beautiful romantic lighting that we usually get during the proposal.
Oh, maybe someone, we talked about, you know, my theory is that he gets ghosted, so maybe he's leaving to go find that person.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that's my theory. I'm sticking to it. New layer to it now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Everything is more exhilarating when you're on your motorcycle. Just like your bike is more protected when you choose Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. They offer coverage for your bike starting as low as $75 per year. And they keep things affordable with discounts like paid in full, multi-policy, and responsible driver. So raise your kickstands and get to quoting at Progressive.com to see if you can save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. $75 premium is for state minimum coverage. Not available in DC. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Thunderpants!
What are you laughing at?
Laffy Taffy. They have a funny joke on every wrapper, and I love how fruity they are. Banana's my favorite. Want one?
Sure. So smooth and creamy.
I like to eat them after school and after dinner and after...
Whenever you need a good LOL?
Yeah! So, here's the joke. What do clouds wear under their shorts?
Thunderpants. That is good. Laffy Taffy. Deliciously funny.
Head to LaffyTaffy.com to shop now.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta. Because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members. Because at Delta, we know.
Refill?
Everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and we love our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Shall we get into questions?
Let's do it.
Quite a few here. All right. This is from Lottie in Vancouver. Oh my gosh, Vancouver, like my dream city. Hello. Did you see the ad for American Idol? Juan Pablo's daughter is auditioning for the show. When I was skipping through the commercials of the tell-all, I saw his face and I knew him from somewhere. LOL. I guess I erased him from my memory from his terrible season, but I still won't watch American Idol to see if she moves past the auditions. Thanks for the awesome podcast. I look forward to it every week. Thanks, Lottie.
I did not see the commercial because skipped through them.
Okay.
but I will seek it out. So that I think that's fun.
They showed it twice.
Interesting.
I actually had to watch commercials this time around because my computer was not letting me skip. So, yeah, it was like the first one in two different segments. And I think I'd seen it like popping up online first. So I knew to look out for it though too. Yeah, they show him like, they actually say it like it's Ryan Seacrest, like this bachelor's daughter. Like they really like go into it. It's
okay.
Not like you're just eagle-eyed spotting.
Yeah.
Like, they make it a promotion tied to the bachelor. So they knew what they were doing there.
Interesting.
And then, you know, they show like, his name Luke Bryan saying something like, oh, he's dreamy, because they go, who's your father? So they obviously don't know like his season or anything really. They're just like, oh, he was the bachelor. I don't think they know he had a negative edit or whatever. You know, like
it was so long ago that season at this point that it predated our podcast.
Right. But American Idol now, I've tuned into it a few times, and basically anyone they show is making it through pretty much. They don't really do they don't make fun of people anymore, which is a good thing. So she's not going to be a terrible singer.
I'm interested to see it. Yeah.
And they show him like sitting with the judges, like watching her sing, which they don't usually let people do. So it's getting some star treatment.
Interesting.
I will be. My curiosity is piqued. I don't know. It's like one of our, I don't know. It's just like so early, you know, like our early coverage. I'm like,
I know the tide has obviously shifted if they're like, he was the bachelor, he was the bachelor,
right? Yeah, because we started with Andy's season, right? So it's just like, it feels so like full circle moment. I have to go back and see what's going on. But it does make me feel very old that she's old enough to audition for
I know, I feel like she was like five.
I know. Yeah. Sarah Noor wants to know, which woman do you think he is going to reject? Joey at the proposal, and will the backup girl know she's a backup?
I think the backup girl will know she's a backup, but I keep going back and forth between, is it Daisy or is it a Kelsey? Like, this is one of those ones where I genuinely do not know what the answer is.
Did we talk about Gabby from Zach's season? She did a Q&A on Instagram and she talked about how like her car that drove up literally said like car A or car number one or something like that. So she knew like there were, she mentioned like there was no mud, like she couldn't see any footprints, but yikes. She has so many clues. Like they just do not, I think the person will know. And maybe all these times they've known. And then,
yeah, I don't know. That's interesting.
I thought they could be smoother than that.
Yeah, for sure. I wonder if they're just getting lazy in their old age.
Mm-hmm. Sarah Paquette, I think Kelsey was going to back out, then chickened out when she saw how upset he was. Now I think he's going to ask her and she's going to say no, or maybe I'm reading into it too much. Oh, that kind of makes sense about the
note. That's interesting. I know, right?
Oh, she did seem very like, oh, I just wanted to tell you I missed you. It seemed like she shifted what she was going to say.
Oh God, that's so, like, that is so interesting. I really don't know. Ethan is desperate to look at spoilers. Like, really? Desperate. I've
he
never seen
him
that
like point, doesn't he? Really?
Like, not like this. Not like where okay. he's like, I'm going to do it. I'm like, okay. I'm like, you can do it, but like, you can't tell me. But right. then he's like, I can't know because I'll just tell you. Like, I can't have that pressure of accidentally telling you. So we'll see.
Maybe it wasn't like, maybe Kelsey is more shrewd than we're thinking. And maybe she said she would do it, but she just did this to get time with him. And like maybe she told producers, yeah, I'll tell him this. I'll give him an ultimatum or something. But instead just went there and was like, oh, like, I just missed you. Sorry, I guess I shouldn't have written it that way.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm ready. I'm ready to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But not look up spoilers. I do want to be surprised on this one.
Do we know how many hours the episode is next week?
Oh, my God. Hopefully only two. Okay. I forgot that they sometimes just work.
Are they going to do like a big after the final rose? You know, they've done like red carpets for that before. So they could pull it all out for Joey.
Yeah.
This is from George. Can you believe another season is almost over? Let's dive into the Women Tell All. Why do they insist on interrupting the drama with commercial breaks? Jesse never seems to have control during the tell-all episode. Instead of going to commercial, should production instruct him to use his safe word, platypus, when things get out of control? Also, what would your safe word be?
My safe word would probably just be me crying.
Yeah. I mean, Joey's was pineapple. I liked how he said, like, talked about, oh, I sometimes like pineapple on pizza. But I would just say that too often. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. You and I talk about pineapple on pizza, like, all the time. Wouldn't be effective for us.
Right.
Be like, do you want to end the podcast? I'm like, no, I just want to talk about pizza. So I probably couldn't do anything food related.
Right. I would need something that I could think of a way to bring it up, but I would be too worried about seeming awkward and saying something. Yeah, I'd be worried about totally. Everyone else and I'd get self-conscious, but maybe like a city or something.
Oh, that's like, a good one.
Indianapolis.
Yeah.
I get frustrated during the season with how the edit will at times show us events and conversations, but leave the contestants and lead in the dark. I know it's to build drama during the season. On the tell-all episodes, they will show recaps of events, but still seem to hold back on some details. Do you think this is because content was just missed by the cameras, or do they hold back to keep the truth hidden for drama's sake? Would you like it if production was more willing to quote unquote, roll the tape for clarity of conversations the women were discussing?
Yeah, I wish we got more Love is Blind moments where they give us the context of like, of what the conversation is centering. I genuinely just think these things are happening when cameras aren't around, kind of like when Crystal called Ari like a pencil dick or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Although I think The Bachelor, they're more hesitant to even show anything. They've a little more lately, you'll see a producer in the background or their voiceover and they'll get captioned and things like that. But it's relatively new. So I feel like even if it was like, hey, the lighting's not quite right, I don't know that they would want to show something that shows too much behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Even if it was on camera or the audio wasn't great. But yeah, I think a lot of it is to sort of, they can control the narrative if they don't give us exactly the clip to analyze. And I don't know if they want to admit that they're not always following them. I mean, they have a lot of travel time, downtime. Mm-hmm. So yeah, But I agree. I would love to see kind of the Love is Blind, the big splash, like, hey, we've got on tape, but they don't live in pods, you know, so yeah. They can't quite do that. Ding, Marry, Kill, 3 minutes of watch party footage, 4 minutes, 20 seconds of season recap footage, 2 minutes, 45 seconds of bloopers.
Okay, obviously I'm going to marry the bloopers. Mm-hmm. I'm going to, this might be unpopular.
Okay.
I'm going to marry the bloopers. I'm going to ding mm-hmm. the watch party footage, and I'm going to kill the season recap footage.
You know what? I agree. Watch party, it doesn't do anything for me, but I really don't like season recaps. I don't know why.
Like, it's just like, okay, we've been there, we've done this. And I feel like maybe because this season they've really leaned into the pre-episode clip that we see later on. So I'm just mm-hmm. like overseeing the same thing we've already seen.
Right. I think they could bring in a little clip here and there when we're talking to a specific woman about something that happened. But at the beginning, to just show these early episodes, that was the point where I was like, who is this person? And it was Taylor. And it just caused more questions for me. Mm-hmm. I do think it's probably helpful for people that do just tune in at the end of the season. Like, they just watch Women Tell All. They just watched the last episode. I think there are people that do that. They sort of just want to see what happens at the end. That gives them a little bit of like, oh, okay, that was the vibe this season. But I'd rather they sprinkle it in like 4 minutes straight. Just a fast forward normally for me. Joey was shown leaving before the finale preview played. Does the lead usually sit there with Jesse watching the preview? Yeah, so we kind of talked about it. I felt like he did, and then Jesse acknowledged that they usually do.
Yeah, it was so weird.
Mm-hmm. Okay, bonus question time. First, while my wife did side with Maria during the Tell episode, she would like the record to show that she had been doing so all season long.
Fine.
She's on our same page. Now for bonus questions going into the finale. One, do we see Joey make the dreaded mistake of saying the phrase, I love you, to both Daisy and Kelsey? A, yes. B, no.
Yeah, I think so, because we've already seen him tell both of them that he's falling in love.
Yeah, didn't he kind of just reciprocate already? I'm going to say no. I think he's maybe tuned into the criticism of a few, and so maybe he curbs it right at the end here. Two, will Joey's family state their preference of Daisy or Kelsey to Joey? A, yes, they love Daisy. B, yes, they love Kelsey. C, the family is split between the two. D, they don't tell him.
I don't think they tell him. Like, I think they seem like fun, neutral people. I don't think they're going to tell him.
Okay, so you're going D. I'm going to go C, that they're split between the two. There was something where the mom's like, she looks at you different than the other girl. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So maybe like the mom will have one opinion. The sisters might have a different opinion. Three, will we see Neil Lane? A, of course. He's there in person to help Joey select the perfect ring. B, Joey talks to him on a phone or a video call. C, we see him in the audience. D, we only see his name on the ring box. Wow, this is the most complicated one.
Yeah.
I could see all of these.
I know. I think because they're in Mexico and not in like some far-flung global destination, I do think we are seeing Neil Lane.
Did Neil Lane go to Paradise? I thought maybe he did. No, I don't remember. He has in the past. Okay.
Amy, I can't believe you're asking me to remember Paradise.
I know. I really want this point. I'm going to go C. We see him in the audience. I'm going to put something out there. All right. Four, we see Daisy and Kelsey both apparently walking toward the final rose location. Will Joey propose to either one? A, yes, and she accepts. It's all misdirection. B, yes, but she turns him down. C, she turns him down before he is able to propose. D, he chooses not to propose. E, something else so bizarre, I can't count it as falling into A, B, C, or D.
You go first.
I have to go with misdirection here.
Yeah, me too.
A.
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
I wish it was something so bizarre. Like, I wish it was an E. Like, we need like a fence jump, Colton type season at some point again. But
yeah.
Brad Womack. Four, what is Joey's relationship status at the end of the After the Final Rose? A, engaged to Daisy or Kelsey. B, in a relationship with Daisy or Kelsey. C, in a relationship with someone else. D, single, look for him in Paradise.
I'm gonna say engaged.
Engaged. All right. Just to be different, I'll say in a relationship. Maybe this is what it is. It's like, it's just not a proposal. Five, who will they announce as the lead of the next Bachelorette season? A, Daisy or Kelsey, B, Rachel or Maria, C, Lexi, Jen, or anyone else from Joey's season, D, one of the golden ladies. They will announce that a golden Bachelorette season will be airing next. F, they leave us guessing something else.
I gotta go with Daisy or Kelsey.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. Do you think they're announcing them at the end, though? I think I might say D, one of the golden ladies. I think they might finally tell us.
Oh, see, I think they're waiting until fall for that.
Okay.
Like, I do think we are going to do like a summer games item, and then have like the golden bachelorette at that reunion. Or
how, right. Like they'll film it. They're filming it soon, but they're not going to show it.
Yeah.
Maybe they want to hold off that announcement.
Or we meet them at the Bachelorette after the final rose, and then it'll be air in the fall.
Right, that'll give them a chance to like hang out with the.
Yeah,
she'll probably appear on that season.
Yeah,
of the Bachelorette, give more advice, and then it's like and announcing, which I'm assuming Leslie. But all right, well, I'll stick with that. Was my first instinct, so I'll stick with D. All right, that is it for questions. I don't see an updated draft scores. I don't know if he's just.
Oh yeah, no. Having George did. Yeah, George did send it to us on Twitter because I did. Okay. Behind the curtains, we are recording much earlier than we usually do. So I did message George today to be like, "Hey, by the way, no pressure. We are recording early. If you can get it to us, but he usually sends it around this time, like around this time. So I wanted him to be prepared. He did tell me that. He was correct on most of the questions, like the bonus questions, and we were wrong on a lot of them. If you can believe it, I am still leading with 317 points. You're at 265, and Tori is at 128, and her team is completely gone now with
oh my gosh,
Rachel's exit. Right. So it's oh my god. Okay, it's our top picks, both of our top picks.
No way.
Yeah, Kelsey was your number one pick, and Daisy was my number one pick. So that's funny.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
And I'm looking too at his like the bonus questions. We both got it wrong that the women tell all would be first. Like
hilarious.
We both got wrong how many women would be there. It was more than 15. the hot seat we got wrong. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Oh my goodness. We did call that Kelsey got a rose and it was a waste of time to do the note. So hey, at least we can read into these previews a bit.
Yeah, we got that right.
I love these questions so much.
Me too. They really do add a joie de vivre to the podcast.
Yes. Is Doug still providing takes?
I'm sorry, Doug. I didn't message you that I was doing this early. So I'm so sorry about that.
But he punishment usually for him at, like, dropping off watching the episodes.
But he usually sends his takes at like 5:30 or 6:30 anyway, and he didn't. Or he usually asks me what time I'm recording at. So maybe he was just busy today. So maybe we'll have double the takes for the finale. Maybe Doug will watch the finale.
We can only hope. All right. Well, Haley, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @hstrong_, and you can check out my Bookstagram account at The Strong Library. And also, Top Chef is back this week. So the Top Chef for Hap Up will also be back this week. So check that out. I know. It came up real quick on me.
Yes. And you can follow me on Twitter at @RHAE Recapper. Until next time.
Bye. Bye.